The opera has been 5 years in the making and is set in Bill Clinton's boyhood hometown of Hot Springs.
The town of about 6,000 in southwest Arkansas.
Arkansas musician Bonnie Montgomery says while reading Clinton's autobiography, she realized his childhood had all the elements of a dramatic opera and began working on the show.
It's a story of a coming of age. It's a snapshot, really, of daily life in Hot Springs in 1959. But it is also a sort of a compilation of events that happened in real life to Bill Clinton as a child.
At that time, he still went by the name Billy Blythe before adopting his stepfather's last name.
All the action in the opera is taken straight from his autobiography or his mother's autobiography. So it's basically a story of family relationships, community relationships, and there is a crisis point in the opera where young Billy at age 14 has to grow up really quickly and make decisions on the fly and come into his own.
Stand up, Daddy!
That's when the young man stands up to his abusive, drunken stepfather.
You won't hurt them anymore, no, sir. You won't hurt mother anymore, no, sir. You won't hurt brother anymore, no, sir. We're not going to take it anymore, no, sir.
Montgomery staged a few scenes last fall in Little Rock, which is where this recording of the show comes from. Sunday will be the first time the entire opera has been performed. It's a developmental reading being done by a small New York opera troupe called the Metropolis Opera Project. Montgomery has not been directly involved in the preparations.
Oh, I think they're going to do a fantastic job. I can't wait to see it come to life. This is going to be a very special moment for me to see it in its entirety for the first time on the stage. So I think they're going to do a great job. They're all pros, and they're all really into new works and modern opera and American work. So I really think it's going to be fabulous.
Let's all get drunk and talk about the chances that we have to marry.
Montgomery manages to weave ragtime and folk traditions into an opera structure as she tells of the events that helped shape the future precedent. The performances will be Sunday and Monday at the Medicine Show Theater in New York's Hell's Kitchen.
I haven't probably seen you all day long.
We're really excited to be part of this sort of trend in opera that's called pub opera. We want to bring opera into non-traditional operatic venues. So we're just excited to sort of bring opera to a new audience and have it in a new venue. And that's another one of the similarities that we have with this troupe in New York is they're also into it. They sell Pabst Blue Ribbon in the theater, and the admission is $5. So, you know, it's opera for the people, for a new, hopefully a young crowd that maybe not interested in opera otherwise.
Montgomery has other plans for her opera and eventually hopes to stage performances of the entire show here.
To do like a full Arkansas premiere, hopefully within the next year or so. And also, I'm working with a professor at the University of Memphis to make a professional recording of the opera all the way through. So that's in the works also. And that may end up being some kind of performance also.
You can learn more about the opera by going to BillyBlytheOpera.com. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hepling.